We continue today with lesson number 11 in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Kelim. We continue in the third perek with the third and fourth Mishnayos. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel and Dalet. Mishnah Gimel gives us a very important general rule, a fundamental rule, and that is that a shever, a broken piece of a kli cheres. The kli cheres is broken into pieces. So when it's in pieces, it's not mekabel tuma. Those pieces are never mekabel tuma. They're just pieces. So therefore, if you take one of those pieces and plug it up, plug the holes in it up with whatever substance, tar, pitch, excrement, whatever it is, that sealing, S-E-A-L-I-N-G, of the shever doesn't render it a kli. It's a shever, and it's not mekabel tuma. But if you have a whole vessel, which is mekabel tuma, but it has a hole in it, it hasn't broken into pieces, and you plug up that hole, so then that vessel is mekabel tuma. And if that vessel breaks, its pieces can still be mekabel tuma if they, as we will see, if they are of a certain volume, even if the piece in of from which the at the piece which is the piece where the glue or tar or pitch or excrement was used to plug it in. So even that shever that has the stima sanekev, that has the sealing material in it, is mekabel tuma if it has the proper volume, the proper shear, as we will now see in detail. So we begin. Chovis shenikva. You have a ceramic barrel made of klicheres. It has in it a hole. It was once tameh, now it's tohor. It has a hole that's motzi zesim. Alles fall out of it. The asa'a bezefes, and you repaired the hole by plugging it up with tar, bezefes, tar. So now, with the tar in place, the chavis is again ro'ui lekabel tumo. And now, v'nishpura, that vessel breaks, that chavis breaks, and you have little pieces. So, and one of those pieces is the piece where the tar was applied. Im yesh bimkom hazefes machazik revius. If that piece, that shever, that had the zefes, is the volume which contains a revius, A and B, that piece can stand on its own. It's not going to topple this way or that. It has a bottom that lets it support itself. Then, Temeya, that shever is mekabel tuma. Why? Because that shever is the shever of a kli. That shever came from a vessel, the chavis. Bipnei shelo botel shem kli meyoleho. It always, even with a hole in it, the chavis had a hole in it. Kamotzi zesim. True, it's not mekabel tuma. But if you look at it and someone says, what's that? You're not going to say it's a basketball. You're going to say it's a barrel. So it had a shem kli. It had the shem chavis. And therefore, by plugging it up with tar, you reconstituted the kli into not only a barrel, but a barrel which is royal lekabel tuma. So therefore, the shivarim of that barrel, if they are the size that can contain the revius, are mekabel tuma. However, cheres shenikavaso bezefes. Suppose you have a broken piece, a shard. That shard in itself is not mekabel tuma because it has a hole in it. And then you plug it up, vaso bezefes, you plug it up with tar. Afal pi, shemachzik revius, even though this piece can contain a revius, and let's add, and can stand on its own, nevertheless, it's tohor, it's not mekabel tuma. Why? Because what was this shard before you applied the zefes to it? It was not a kli. You wouldn't call that shard a barrel. You would call that shard a piece a broken piece, a bit, a remains, a shard, right? It doesn't have a shame kli. Therefore, if it had a hole and became tahor, it's never mekabel tumah even after it's plugged up with zephes or whatever. So that our Mishnah Gimel enunciates the principle by which this halacha is to be applied now in Mishnah Dalet. Again, the principle is, as long as the original vessel still has a shame kli, it's still called a barrel, even though halachically it's no longer mekabel tumah because it has holes in it, repair renders not only the vessel, but even the future broken off pieces of that vessel, if they are of a certain size, etc., ro'i lekabel tumah. But if you have a situation where you're not dealing with a shame kli, you're dealing with a shattered piece, then there's no tikkun, there's no amount of tar in the world that can render it ro'i lekabel tumah. So the Mishnah says, Chavis shenishroa'o. If you have a chavis which is very fragile, right now it's a barrel, you look at it, it's a barrel, and you put things into it, the things that will remain in it. But it's very, very fragile, and if you put too much in it, it's going to shatter to bits. So chavis shenishroa'o. So what does a person do with this fragile vessel, this fragile chavis? Utefala biglolim, not very appetizing to our modern minds, but you smeared on it excrement because you felt the excrement would at least reinforce it sufficiently so that whatever you put in the barrel wouldn't shatter the barrel. But remember, as fragile as it is, it's nisroa'o, it's in bad shape, but it's still a vessel. And anybody who looks at it, you ask them what it is, they'll say it is a barrel, it is a chovis. So afal pishahu notel es haglolim vahacharosim noflim. Even though, if you would remove this reinforcing glolim, this reinforcing excrement, you would remove it, the whole thing would shatter to bits. And of course, the excrement itself is not mekabel tumah. Nevertheless, temeya, the vessel is ro'i lekabel tumah. Because a barrel is a barrel is a barrel. It may be a fragile barrel, potentially destroyable barrel, etc. But it's a barrel. Nishpero, but suppose you have a barrel which broke to bits. Vidovak, or vidibek mimeno charosin, and you stuck together the pieces from the barrel, making some sort of vessel out of those pieces. O shehevi charosin mimokam acher, utifolon biglolim. Or you took bits and pieces of ceramic from somewhere else and reconstituted the barrel in the proper shape of a barrel and smeared it with glolim, with excrement. Afal pishahu notel haglolim v'hacharosim omdin. Even though if you would remove the glolim, which are reinforcing and holding it in place, the vessel would nevertheless stay in place. In other words, the vessel no longer needs these glolim. Tahora, that barrel, that patched up, broken pieces, put together again, reconstituted barrel, tahora, is not mekabel tumah. Bipnei shebotel shem kli me'oleh. There was a point where it was just bits and pieces, not a barrel. Bits and pieces reconstituted do not a barrel make. Shebotel shem kli me'oleho. And it's not mekabel tumah again at all. The Mefarshim explain that this is not only true if you sealed the bits and pieces with excrement, but even if you sealed it with crazy glue, with some adhesive which is really strong and powerful, it wouldn't matter. The only time that broken pieces can be put together like a jigsaw puzzle, Humpty Dumpty puts them back together again, and they can be considered a vessel again, is if you take all those bits and pieces and reforge them in a furnace. Tzeruf Bekivshon, that makes it again a vessel which is royal lekabel tuma, because putting it through the furnace makes it a new vessel. But short of putting it back into the furnace, once it's these bits and pieces, even if they're glued together with whatever, they are not mekabel tuma again forever, because they were botel shem kli meoleho. They reached a point where they were no longer a vessel. The Mishnah concludes with the following halacha. Cheres, hoya bo cheres machazik revius. Suppose you have this broken vessel. It was a chavis, it was a barrel, and it broke to bits and pieces, but you glued it together with whatever. So remember, it's not a chavis, but one of its broken pieces can contain a revius. So that broken piece in and of itself is a vessel, a kli cheres, which is royal lekabel tuma. But now this cheres, this one piece, is part of a total put together jigsaw puzzle of a barrel. And now a sheretz is metamei that piece, that one piece, which is machzik revius. What's the halacha of the other bits and pieces which are now forming this put together jigsaw puzzle of a barrel? So the Mishnah says, kula mitamo bemaga. The entire barrel becomes tomei because of tumas maga. It has come into contact with tuma, and each and every broken piece serves. Remember the cheres, which is broken, the broken piece, which is now part of the jigsaw puzzle. Put it all together, but that kli cheres, which has the quantity of machazik revius, that is itself mekabel tuma. So the sheretz was metame that kli cheres, mitocho, let's say. It went into the inside cavity of that cheres. The rest of the pieces function as what's called a yad. The rest of the pieces, because they are together in this put together jigsaw puzzle of a chavis, they all serve as a yad, as a kind of a handle, to that one kli cheres, which is machzik revius and which is tome. And a yad is mekabel tumas maga. So all of the charosim, all of the pieces, are each and every one of them is a yad for that one piece which is mekabel tuma. And the halacha is that a yad of a kli cheres is also mitamo bemaga. So those pieces can also become tome if the sheretz touches them. Even though if they were not attached in this jigsaw puzzle put together to the kli cheres, which is machzik revius, they would not be mekabel tuma b'maga. But since they are together serving as a part of this jigsaw puzzle chavis, they are a yad for that keli. And the yad is mekabel b'maga by contact through a sheretz, for example. But the avir, the airspace of those other pieces, would not become tomei. In other words, dangling the sheretz in the airspace would not render it tomei, these other pieces, these yodayim, these yodos. Why? Because a yad of a kli cheres becomes tomei through maga, but not through avir. That's a halacha to remember for the future. Ukenegdo, but that one single piece of cheres, which was machzik revius, that in and of itself is mitame ba'aver. That is mekabel tuma in its airspace. So that even if a cheres was dangling in the avir hachovis, opposite, adjacent to this cheres, it would be mekabel tuma because it is a kli in its own right. And so we have concluded Mishnah Dalet of Perek Gimel, and the process concluded lesson number 11.